Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Speaking of standing up for what's right, you know, what can we do? These parents in a particular school, I don't have that up in front of me right here. I don't know if you have it there. But that in this particular high school, it was a kind of a Christian community, and they're hearing all these laws come down saying you can't pray in school, you can't do this, the children can pray, but the parents can't pray. Well, I mean, first of all, the First Amendment, you can worship God freely anywhere. Right. I mean, anyway, if you can have an iftar dinner in the White House, if you can have an iftar dinner, if you can have this Islamic celebration dinner, iftar dinner in the White House. In the White House, you can pray in school.
I mean,
come on. I mean, you can pray in school. If you give that kind of freedom that you can have an anti-Christ religion, anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion, in the White House, and not saying you couldn't, I'm just saying that happened, you can pray in school.
Right.
And in Hanover here, just recently, parents showed up in support of their kids, and saying, you know, we can not only we're going to support our kids, we're going to go out on the football field and we're going to kneel before God and for all of our kids. And we're going to fill the football field with parents and we're going to kneel before God and we're going to pray. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. And those that are listening on radio, you can see this on the VFN Torch. You got to see. It's so encouraging. This is there's actually more of us than them. But we just got to be like this lady was reported by CBN just this week in Washington, D.C., when those 100 churches got together. Forgive me for being a coward and being fearful. I got to get out in the public and I got to love God publicly. I got to put God, I got to write his word on my forehead. I got to write it on my hand. I got to put it on my doorpost. I got to put God out there and my relationship with him out there. And we'll find out there's more of us than there is of them. Take a look at these parents as they go out into the football. It's exciting. Watch.
It was just about getting the community together and supporting our school. I know the boys could pray on their own because we have a strong Christian community here, but I wanted to show our staff and our coaches and you know all the faculty that we support them.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That is Licking Valley School High School.
That's what it says.
That's what they report, guys. It's L-I-C-K-I-N-G Valley. Those poor high school students.
Like, wow. Okay.
Anyway, welcome to Licking.
That doesn't
make sense. You know, come at your school, you could have like vocabulary. You have like dictionaries and, you know,
thesauruses.
You know, come up with something different. But they got a notice reportedly from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they just stepped up and they just said, you know what, this is what we're going to do. And they put the T-shirts out. And you can imagine if your parents have been telling you to not compromise, but they've never walked out on the field that you're in. You've been telling your kids to live a life that's right before God, but they've never seen your marriage live in a godly way, in a public way. And you're telling your children to make good godly decisions, but you don't even attend any kind of fellowship of believers anywhere, you know. And then, but then you tell your children in Licking Valley High School that you know to live for God, and the parents publicly before all their students went onto the same field that they go out and they play football on. I mean, think about it. And they knelt down before God, and all of us we're seeing them now. We're broadcasting this all around the world, And they bowed down and they said, you know, God, you're God. And they prayed. I mean, how powerful. Imagine now if every school, and I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet gone to VFN Torch as you're one of the children or one of the teens or one of the students, you know, go to Bring Your Bible to School Day, go to Speak Out Day. We have so many things there for you as tools to be able to go into your school and to be able to share the gospel with your fellow students. We have an app. Download our app at VFNTV.com. Go to the app and download it. And realize it's time for us to stand up, no longer be silent, and not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Acknowledge him as the way, the only way to be saved. God is the creator of all things in the universe. And he created the earth and all that was, and he formed us in his own image and his own likeness. And he sent his son to save us because we had fallen to sin. It's time for us to stand up and not be religious. Just be like these parents. Get a t-shirt, go out, and just kneel down in the humility, knowing that the eyes of God are upon you, and saying, you know what? Boss man, boss woman, principal, superintendent, governor, mayor, we're going to serve God. Mm-hmm. We're going to bow down before that's him. Right. And we're going to, by God's grace, live a life that's worthy of the call he's placed on us. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.